A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see of the days of the Son of Man, one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his days. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." At the end of Nicholas Kristof's latest book entitled A Path Appears, written with his wife Cheryl Wudun, he lists 6 steps you can take in the next 6 minutes. Steps toward effective ways of giving back to our society or making a difference in our world that also give added meaning to our own lives. It occurred to me that they might also be called steps toward building up the kingdom of God on earth, not unlike 6 steps toward the actions recorded in Matthew 25. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick, and visit the imprisoned. In our gospel passage today, the Pharisees want to know when the kingdom of God is to come. Jesus tells them it cannot be identified with a point in time, and he says to look for portents is pointless. If the Pharisees were more open to it, they would know that God is active right there among them in the teaching and acts of Jesus. Today, we might indeed wonder in a world full of darkness and sinfulness, wars, violence, the hungry, the homeless, where is the kingdom of God, the reign, the realm of God among us? We surely need to show a keen attentiveness to the whole of our world, our entire universe, in fact, to perceive the revelation of God's kingdom among us. We perhaps need to start within our very selves, to trust and draw on the indwelling of the triune God in our own hearts and souls. Only out of that presence of God's kingdom within can we become co-creators of the kingdom of God in our midst. According to the Gospels, at the center of our personal life and the life of the entire world lies the reign of God. Jesus refuses to locate it here or there. Instead, it is simply among you. We encounter the mystery of it all every time we give or receive even small acts of kindness and generosity. We also know it in the magnanimous acts of bravery and selflessness in places of serious danger. How inspired we are by modern stories of martyrdom, such as that of our Dominican brother, Pierre Claverie of Algeria, who gave his adult life's energy entirely to bridging the deep abyss that existed between French colonials and the Muslims of his native Algeria. Clearly, he understood that suffering and rejection, even death, just as Jesus knew them, must accompany the joy of giving of oneself for, in Claverie's words, the other. The kingdom of God, Jesus made plain, does not come without sacrifice. Today's gospel says he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. Like the more famous Trappist monk martyrs of Algeria, Pierre was killed a few months after them in 1996 by fundamentalists who had no regard for the other. How grace would abound beyond all telling on this earth if all our lives were to embody and manifest in whatever small ways what heroes like Clavery and Mother Cabrini, whose feast we celebrate today, did in dramatic ways. We need but a simple openness and a heightened awareness of the brilliance and the subtlety, the beauty and sometimes even surface ugliness, the bounty and the bravery that are the kingdom of God among us.